It's time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
Now, let's get into our chat with one of the most important minor parties about the political hot potatoes of today and tomorrow. This week, I spoke to Brooke about a Supreme Court decision that the voting age of 18 is inconsistent with the right in Section 19 of the Bill of Rights to be free from discrimination on the basis of age. We also discussed National's pledge to send serious youth offenders to boot camps if it wins the next election. I wanted to ask you about the Supreme Court's decision that the voting age of 18 is inconsistent with the right in Section 19 of the Bill of Rights to be free from discrimination on the basis of age. What do you make of this ruling?
Yeah, well, it's a really interesting ruling from the Supreme Court, and it goes against what the Court of Appeal and the High Court had originally said, which is that as things stand, they're okay. So it's gone to the Supreme Court, and in part, I think they're right in that there is a clause within Section 19 of the Bill of Rights that says everybody is free from discrimination from the age of 16, at which point legally, people over the age of 16 are deemed adults in a lot of legislation. But I think where the ACT Party disagrees, and where we actually agree with the dissenting view in the Supreme Court, is with Judge Coss, who said that, yes, while you have the ability to be free from discrimination under Section 19, the Bill of Rights separately has its own clause, Section 12, which says everybody over the age of 18 has the protected right of being able to vote within the House of Representatives. And we believe that that clause and that section overrides and prevails over the generalised right to freedom from discrimination. So while, yes, this has been upheld by the Supreme Court as an inconsistency, it's inconsistent with a generalised clause, not with the clause that's specific to rights being able to vote within the House of Representatives. So I think what we've seen on part is a lot of advocacy for people who want to lower the age for being able to vote in Parliament. But what we're also seeing is an explicit right carved out within the Bill of Rights that says that the age is 18. And I don't believe that that has actually truly been acknowledged in the Supreme Court case.
Changing the voting age for general elections would require a supermajority in Parliament. But for local elections, that isn't the case, and Labour would be able to pass that on their own. Would the ACT Party support lowering the voting age for local elections?
Well, it's an interesting point again, because you're right. In the Bill of Rights, it's specific that the right to vote in elections in the House of Representatives or Parliament is at 18, whereas it doesn't say what that rights should be in a local election. So I think there is a clear ability for there to be a challenge for local elections. And I suspect that's probably the point at which the Make It 16 campaign should try and advocate. The ACT Party has been very specific that we will not support a change to the electoral law for the Parliament. But I think we are open to the idea that it could change for local elections, because, you know, what damage could it really do?
Right, so would that kind of be the underlying reason then, that you would support local and not general, because of potentially the outcome being not in favour of ACT?
Well, I think what it is here is that there's been a reason why it's explicit within the Bill of Rights. You know, most countries around the world do have their law and the ability to vote set at 18. And we don't really see a need to change it, because, of course, we've got so many problems in our society at the moment. You know, you think of cost of living, you think of crime, you think of co-government and the change to democracy. And I believe there's too much that this government is trying to rush through when we're changing our democratic institutions and our rights under the law. For this also to happen, I believe, would muddy the waters. But that's not to say that we wouldn't be open to the idea of their local elections being brought to Parliament. I think as a caucus we'd have to have a wider conversation on what we would do at that stage. But certainly my overarching concern is that we're changing what it means to be a democratic nation on so many fronts at the moment, with co-government in our local elections, with co-government in our healthcare reforms, in the three water reforms. I think adding a change to who and what rights you have to vote at the same time again is far too much change all at once. And so I wouldn't support the idea that we have this discussion, but I understand from the perspective of advocates and people in the community who are looking for this change, that it's probably the area that's the most likely to go down.
Right, and speaking of that, so when you were sort of 16, 17, Brooke, what was your sort of view on these issues? Did you have sort of that desire to vote similarly to some of the advocates that we're seeing?
Oh, not at all. I mean, I was focused on school. And I was focused on making sure I turned up on time so I didn't get detentions. I was focused on, music and my extracurriculars. You know, at the time, that wasn't really a huge focus for me of whether I should or should not be allowed to vote. But I don't think this is about me. I think this is about all New Zealanders. And the overwhelming majority of New Zealanders do not want to see this change occur. You know, all of the polls we've seen, is overwhelmingly people are in favour of the status quo. So I think if we were to have a real talk about constitutional change, of changing the voting age, we would have to see more desire in the community for this change to actually occur. And I don't even think you're seeing that in Parliament.
I want to talk about the National Party's youth offender policies that they've recently released, and this includes a pledge to send serious youth offenders, which they clarified on our breakfast show this morning that it wouldn't be 10 years old, it would be as young as 15, to boot camps if they win that next election. So this is a policy that they've previously introduced. What does ACT think of this as a measure to address youth crime?
Oh, look, we welcome that the National Party is wanting to get tougher on crime. This is an area that ACT has been calling for some time. I think we need to see real consequences for lawlessness and more consequences for crime. But where we differ is I don't think it is actually our role to be telling the military that they now have to babysit wayward children. You know, I'd like to actually have us in a conversation with the military to see whether they've even got the capacity to do that. So that's where I differ a little bit on sending kids to boot camp. The alternative that I would like to see is a setup again of ACT's charter schools. You know, in the previous election, I went to go and visit the Vanguard Military School. Now, this is a school that's taken kids from very disadvantaged families, kids who have mainly dropped out of school or have been so severely bullied that they'd never bothered to turn up to school. And they gave them a purpose, and they gave them people who looked after them. In the community, people who are ex-military as well, who would give them drills to do. They created a culture where kids who had never felt the need to go to school actually really thrived and started passing NCA with really, really good results. I want to see more choice in our school environment where we could see more troubled kids being given that sort of help in an education system that provides for choice with real structure and more community wraparound support, rather than going straight to a military boot camp.
Right, and some people would say that maybe instead we should be addressing the root causes of youth crime before it gets to that point where someone would be offending repeatedly. How would the ACT Party address those causes of youth crime?
I think there are many factors to youth crime, but in particular, when we're seeing these kids who are going out and creating ongoing stress in communities with ram raids, you know, the police actually know who they are. You know, these are repeat offenders who don't turn up to school, and they're out causing havoc with their mates. It is quite easy for us to identify them and give them a different amount of support. And I think a policy like the charter schools model, where you'd be able to identify kids, refer them to a charter school who would be able to give them a different type of level of care than just asking them to turn up to school, would work. And I think of the example of one of the Auckland charter schools that actually employed an ex-All Black to be a truancy officer and knock on kids' doors when they didn't turn up to school in the morning and dragged them to school. Now, he created an environment where not only was he enforcement, but he became a male role model for these kids who knew this guy in my life actually cares whether I succeed or not. He knows where I am every day, and he's going to make sure I'm getting to school. And even forming that kind of bond under the charter schools model meant that some of these kids actually started attending school rather than going out and not attending school, and changed their lives around for the better. And they will have a much greater success story than any other kid.
Back in 2017, ACT criticised National for these policies, saying that they don't work. Do you still stand by this, and why do they not work?
I think what we're wanting to see is, yes, we have to be tough on crime. Yes, there has to be consequences for crime. But we also need to acknowledge that these are children that, if they're put in a situation where they're removed from society for a few months or a few years, and then they're put back into society, it's not necessarily the case that all of that good work will continue in a different environment. So I can understand the desire to remove someone and put them in a boot camp, but at the same time, I think a better approach is one where you're allowed to give them structure, give them support, give them consequences for crime, but in the society that they will live in for the rest of their lives. We need to make sure that any change can be an enduring change.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.